ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 10 चैप्टर 11 द चाइल्डहुड पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्णा। सो दिस चैप्टर इज स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम टुडे। श्रील प्रभुपाद गेव एन नाइस इंट्रोडक्शन टू दिस चैप्टर। दिस चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ गोकुल left Gokula and went to Vrindavan and how Krishna killed Vatsasura and Bakasura. When the Jamalarjuna trees fell, they made a tremendous sound like that of falling thunderbolts. Being surprised, Krishna's father Nanda and the other elderly inhabitants of Gokula went to the spot where they saw the fallen trees and Krishna standing between them, bound to the Ulukhala, the wooden mortar. They could find no cause for the trees having fallen and Krishna's being there. They thought this might be the work of some other asura who had met Krishna on the spot, and they inquired from the playmates of Krishna about how the whole incident had taken place. The children properly described how everything had happened, but the elderly persons could not believe the story. Some of them, however, thought that it might be true, since they had already seen many wonderful incidents in connection with Krishna anyway. Nanda Maharaj immediately released Krishna from the ropes. In this way, Krishna at every day and every moment displayed wonderful incidents to increase the parental affection of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, who thus felt both surprise and joy. The breaking of the Jamalarjuna's was one of these wonderful pastimes. One day, a fruit vendor approached Nanda Maharaj's house and Krishna gathered some food grains with his little palms and went to the vendor to exchange the grains for fruit. On the way, almost all the grains fell from his palms, only one or two grains remaining, but the fruit vendor, out of full affection, accepted these grains in exchange for as much fruit as Krishna could take. As soon as she did this, her basket became filled with gold and jewels. Thereafter, all the elderly gopas decided to leave Gokula because they saw that in Gokula there was always some disturbance. They decided to go to Vrindavan, Brajadham, and the next day they all departed. In Vrindavan, both Krishna and Balaram, after finishing their childhood pastimes, began to take charge of the cubs and send them to the pasturing grounds, Gocharana. During this time, a demon named Bakasura entered among the cubs and was killed, and another asura in the shape of a big duck was also killed. The playmates of Krishna narrated all the stories to their mothers. The mothers could not believe their children, Krishna's playmates, but because of full affection, they enjoyed these narrations of Krishna's activities. So, we'll discuss text 1. Text 2. Maybe text 2 has little purpose. So, because we have to discuss today about Bhaktisiddhas Babaji Maharaj and also Raghunandan Thakur. So, first I am reading these two verses. Text 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha Gopananda Daya Sutva Drumayoho Patato Ravam Tatra Jagmuhu Kurusestha Nirghata Bhaya Sankitaha. See, so translation, Sukadeva Goswami continued, O Maharaj Parikshit, when the Jamalarjuna tree fell, all the coward men in the neighborhood, hearing the fire sound and fearing thunderbolts, went to the spot. Text 2. Bhumyam nipatitau tatra dadrusu Yamalarjunau Vabhramostat abhijnaya lakhyam patatakaranam patanakaranam. There they saw the fallen Jamalarjuna trees on the ground, but they were bewildered because even though they could directly perceive that the trees had fallen, they could not trace out the cause for their having done so. This purport, considering all the circumstances, had this been done by Krishna, he was standing on this spot, and his playmates described that this had been done by him. Had Krishna actually done this, or were these merely stories? This was a cause of bewilderment. Anyhow, the board they are writing text 3, so I am reading also text 3. Ulukalam vikarsantam damnaha baddham ca balakam kasyedam kutvascharyam utpata iti kataraha. Translation. Krishna was bound by the rope to the ulukhala, the motor, which he was dragging. But how could he have pulled down the trees? Who had actually done it? Where was the source for this incident? Considering all these astonishing things, the coward men were doubtful and bewildered. Purport. The coward men were very much agitated because the child Krishna, after all, had been standing between the two trees, and if, by chance, the trees had fallen upon him, he would have been smashed. But he was standing as he was, and still the thing had happened. So who had done all this? How could these events have happened in such a wonderful way? These considerations were some of the reasons they were agitated and bewildered. They thought, however, that by chance Krishna had been saved by God so that nothing had happened to him. Omagyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakhyurunmilitam jena tasmai shri guruhe namaha shri chaitanya manubhishtam sthapitam jena vrutale swayam rupa kadamahyam dadati sa padantikam vande aham shri guru shri juta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So, last few days we are hearing about deliverance of the Jamalajna trees by Krishna. And this chapter is describing about the childhood pastimes of Krishna. But this is also connected with the Jamalajna pastimes from beginning. So, when these two trees, the Jamalajna trees fell down, they made a tumultuous sound, tremendous sound, as written here. And so two personalities came out from these trees, Nala Kubera and Manigriva. Okay, they already pay their obeisances to Krishna and pray very nice prayers, and we have already heard about 10 verses about the prayers of Jamala, this Nalakubera and Manigriva to Krishna. Then they left. So now Krishna is there. Jamalajna, the two Arjuna trees they fell down, and in between there is Krishna. And he was just there. His boy, small little boyfriends, they are surrounding him. And Krishna was happy mood. He was but when this tumultuous sound was spread everywhere in Braja, so Nanda Maharaj was in his office. Then with elderly gopas, they come to the spot. So then they saw the situation, how Krishna is just in between two Jamalajna trees, and he was bound in Ulukhala, the grinding matter. And Krishna, after seeing Nanda Maharaj, he started crying. Still he was not crying, he was happy mood, looking to his boyfriends, they are in happy moods. But when Nanda Maharaj appeared, then he started crying. Anyhow, this is Gopal Jiva Goswami is describing very nicely. So, when So Nanda Maharaj could not understand why, how it happened. how these trees were standing there from thousands of years. They're very strong trees, and there is no hurricane, or there is no strong wind, or there's nothing even. Suddenly, how it making this tremendous sound and just fell down. So they are searching out what is the reason about this incident. So the coward boys, the friends of Krishna, they are telling this Kanhaiya has did everything. They told just this grinding one, mother Jasoda bound him in this grinding matter because of his naughty behavior. He was stealing butter and all these things. So, and when he was crawling with the grinding matter on his back, so the grinding matter was stuck in between the two trees, then he just pushed forward and the trees fell down. But the elderly gopas, including Nanda Maharaj, they could not believe this incident. How this small boy could become the cause of this fall down of these trees. So, that's why everyone of them, they are in an astonishing mood. They're thinking how it happened, how it is possible. After this incident very nicely described by Jiva Goswami, that how Krishna was crying, and seeing Krishna was in that condition, Nanda Maharaj just make him free from mother Jasoda was binding him. And then he immediately took Krishna to his lap, and Krishna was asking Kanhaiya, Nanda Maharaj asking, "Oh Kanhaiya, who did this?" Then he was very in a soft voice telling, "This is mother, Maya did this." So Nanda Maharaj could not understand how Jasoda could be so so heavy. She could did this act, just binding this little boy. And what would happen now? Just this Jamalarjun trees just fell down, and this little boy could be smashed under this trees. So he was little disturbed. So, but this, what happened to these incidents will be described in the few forthcoming verses. I am not going in detail because I have to speak about also other things. So anyhow, then Nanda Maharaj was took Kanhaiya into his lap, and in the meantime, Rohini and Balaram, they went to Punanda's house for that day. They have invitation, but after seeing this, hearing this tremendous sound, they also came back, and they seeing all these things. Everyone was wondering how it happened. Mother Jasoda was fainted in her room, and then Nanda Maharaj, Krishna was just embracing Nanda Maharaj very tightly, and Nanda Maharaj asking, "Kanhaiya, here is your Dauji came, is Balaram came, go and play with him." But he did not want to come down. Asked to go to Rohini, he did not agree. He told they both went to Upananda's house without taking me with them. They left themselves. They did not consider about me. Otherwise, this mother, the Jasoda, could not bound me in this in the rope. So I don't want to go to I don't want to play with Balaram or with Dauji, or I don't want to go to Mother Rohini. Okay, you can go to your mother. Just he will guide you, or Rohini will guide you, or Balaram will guide. But he told, "No, I don't want to go to my mother." Jasoda's. She bound me. She is so cruel. I don't want to go to her. Then just Nanda Maharaj asking, "Then how you will drink? Where will who will give you milk? How you have to suck her breast milk?" He told, no, I don't want to go to Yashoda. I will drink the cow milk with this black cows, this Padmagandha cows. I can drink their milk. And I will always with you. So Nanda Maharaj was smiling. He was thinking, yeah, what happened? In the meantime, Balaram and Rohini, they are disturbed. Rohini telling, oh, Kaniya, you are so... Why you are speaking these words to us? And we are... We went to this incident, but we did not know that all these incidents would happen. The Jamala Arjuna tree would fall down and Yashoda will bind you. So anyhow, so finally Nanda Maharaj went to Jamuna with Krishna and Balaram. They took a bath and come back. And Mother Rahini served them their breakfast. And Mother Yashoda was still in her room. She was crying. Then Nanda Maharaj asked Krishna to go to Yashoda, but he was refusing. No, I could not go. But Nanda Maharaj knows that Kaniya has actual love. He has a real love for his mother, Yashoda. Just outwardly, he was showing this thing. She was telling these words. To show the real situation, Nanda Maharaj just took a big stick in his hand and just, okay, your mother just punished you, she bound you, so now I am going to beat her. So when he went to Yashoda to beat her, so immediately Krishna just cut the hand of Nanda Maharaj. No, no. Then he ran to his mother. He went to his mother. And in this way, Yashoda and Kaniya, they met together. Very nicely, it is the whole class to describe detail. So anyhow, then Krishna told to Yashoda, oh mother, first he was telling, I have not eaten makhan, I have not eaten butter. Maine hi makhan khaya. Then he started speaking, maine hi makhan khaya. Oh mother, yes, I have eaten the butter. So in this way, these pastimes were happened, and what happened that will describe in forthcoming classes. So today is also disappearance day of two great Vaishnava acharyas. One is Raghunandan Thakur and another is Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. So Raghunandan Thakur was son of Mukunda Das in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. There is so many, there are many Mukundas, Mukunda Datta and Mukunda Das, Mukunda Ojha, many, Mukunda Ojha, Halai Pandit, father of Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Datta, great singer, and so Kirtaniya, and Mukunda Das was the father of Raghunandan. He was a Vaidya, he was a Kaviraj. Kaviraj means Vaidya, he is an Ayurvedic doctor. But he is not ordinary doctor, he was a physician to the Badshah, to the Hussein Shah. So, anyhow, it is described in Gaura Ganadesh Deepika that this Mukunda Das was also not an ordinary person. He is an incarnation, considered as an incarnation of Vrindadevi. Brajadhikarini Yasit Vrindadevi tu namatah Sasi Mukunda Dasa Ayam Khandavas in Prabhu Priya. His Khandavas is Sikhanda. They all were staying in Sikhanda. And this Mukunda was incarnation of Vrindadevi, and his son Pradyumna, his son this Raghunandan, he was also incarnation of Pradyumna in Chaturbhuja. Bhujastu Tritiya Pradyumna Priyanarma Sakha Bhavat Chakre Lila Sahayam Yo Raghunandana Yo Vraje. Sorry, Radha Madhava Yo Vraje. Sri Chaitanya Advaita Tanu Saeva Raghunandana. So in Chaturbhuja, the third Vasudeva Sankarsana Pradyumna. This Pradyumna appeared as Raghunandan Thakur, as a Guru Granada Stipika Kavikarnapur Thakur is telling. And he is also a Priyanarma Sakha in Radha Madhava's pastimes in Braja. And he is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Tanu because he is a Chaturvaya, one of the in Chaturvaya Pradyumna. So it is also described that he is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. So, Saeva Raghunandana, see Chaitanya Advaita Tanu, Saeva Raghunandana. But one time both Mukunda and Raghunandana went to Puri, Jagannath Puri, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that time residing. Rathayatra time, then Mahaprabhu seeing this two, asked Mukunda, who is father, who is son? Mahaprabhu was smiling. He knows that Raghunandan is the son and Mukunda is father. But still Mahaprabhu was smiling, asking who is father and who is son. So Mukunda could understand what is the why Mahaprabhu asking. So Mukunda is telling, oh Mahaprabhu, Raghunandan is my father and I am his son. Mahaprabhu told, yes, jaha haite Krishna bhakti, sei guru hai. Because in devotional service, Raghunandan is considered more advanced than Mukunda. Because when he was only 5 years old, this Bal Gopala or this Gopinath deity in his home, they ate directly his offering, the laddu from his hand. So Raghunandan Thakur was born in Vasant Panchami day. So when he was 5 years old, one time this Mukunda has to go to some official work. So he told Raghunandan, today I am going for some emergency. So today our deity Gopinath, you have to offer this laddu. This your mother will make nice laddus. So you should offer this laddu to Gopinath. So you are only boy, 5 years boy, just playing with the others. So, okay. But he told, okay, just you keep prasad, the bhogo plate in front of Gopal. Then you just close your eyes and sit down and chant Hare Krishna. Then after some time, he will take the plate and come out. But Raghunandan went inside. He offered these laddus to Gopal, but he was thinking he will eat everything. But he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, like a Mahamandra later. Then after some time he opened eyes, so laddus were still there. Then he opened the laddus are there. 3 times happened, then he told, oh, why you are not eating laddu? My mother made it very attentively. This is made out of pure ghee and this is not contaminated. This is very pure. So please accept. Then he had closed his eyes. Then he opened the stick, laddus are there. So he started crying because he told Bala Hatta, Stri Hatta, told Niti Shastra telling. If a boy is a small child, he become, he want to do something, then he said this his weapon is simply cry until his desire is fulfilled. So Raghunandan started crying and just putting his hands on the ground, in hands and feet both. He was rolling on the ground, crying, why are you not eating? Please eat, shouting. So there no one on the altar. So he is so intensely offering this laddus to Gopal. Gopal could not remain on the throne. Finally he come down. Gopal just come down of the throne and then he took laddu, started eating. In this way he finished all laddus. Raghunandan became very happy. Then he took the plate to his mother. Mother told, where is Prasad, Mahaprasad? Nay, Gopal took all. Gopal ate all. So if father come from office, they ask, Where is Mahaprasad? Give little Mahaprasad, because Mahaprasad asked your son. He told everything as Gopala. So Raghunandan thought maybe he has eaten or something happened as a child, small child. So he, next day, he told, okay, today also you offer. So when Raghunandan went inside for offering, then he was hiding inside the curtain, he was looking what is going on. Then he saw he offered and he asked the last like previous day. And Gopal not eating, he asked again. And finally he told, oh Gopal, you have ate yesterday. If you not eat today, what will happen? You must eat. Eat, then cry, started crying and rolling on the ground. And finally, Gopal came down and started eating. So when Gopal ate all, then Raghunandan just hiding behind. He just saw Raghunandan, then he stopped eating. He saw the Mukunda, stop eating. This original deity has somewhere, is not in that place in Sikhand. Has gone somewhere anyhow, they put another deity. So this deity, that's why Raghunandan is very famous, as a famous devotee, pure devotee, considered as the pure devotee from her childhood. So, when he was only 8 years old, he composed Gaura Bhavana Stava, glorifying Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was in such a way, just Gaura Bhavana Stava, 8 verses. And he was started reciting very nicely. So underneath the Kadamba tree, and he was reciting this verse. So the Kadamba tree was become very pleased. So Kadamba tree just appeared as a personality and told to Raghunandan, I am very pleased by hearing this Gaura Bhavana Stava composed by you. So I promise you, every day I will give you 2 Kadamba flower. It may be any season. It may be summer or rainy or maybe cold or whatever. So it is said that as long as Raghunandan was in Sikhand, this Kadamba tree was providing every day Kadamba flowers to offer to his deity Gopinath. And there is another Abhiram Das Thakur. You may have heard his name, he was incarnation of Sridham. So he said that Abhiram Thakur, he pay obeisances to someone. If he is not in Vishnu Tattva, then he will be just finished. In this spot he will die. If any deity he pay obeisances and it is not properly installed, then it will break. He will happen to any salagram or sila, girra. If it is actually not salagram or girra, then it will also break. So you are so powerful. So you also simply by paying obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu's 11 son, just he was killed them, just paying obeisances, because they are not Vishnu Tattva. But when this Birichandra Prabhu born, then because he was in Vishnu Tattva, he was Kshirodakasaya Vishnu's incarnation, so he remained alive. And now he composed many prayers for Birichandra Prabhu. So he heard about so much about Raghunandan, so he wanted to test him. He came to Mukunda's house to Sikhand. Mukunda was knowing that Raghunandan, this is, who is coming? This Abhiram Thakur, Abhiram is coming. He just hiding his, he took his son somewhere, go over there. So he will come and he told Raghunandan is not in my house. Raghunandan told anyhow. So Abhiram become very upset. So he just returning. So Raghunandan heard about this, he come running. Oh, here, I am Raghunandan, I am here. So he pay obeisances. Abhiram Thakur would pay obeisances to Raghunandan. But nothing happened to him. He was smiling boy, he was still smiling. So now Abhiram Das Thakur could understand this boy is not ordinary. He is definitely a special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or he is maybe in Vishnu Tattva or something. because he is incarnation of Pradyumna. I am not going through because I have to speak about Bansidas Babaji Maharaj also. Anyhow, many stories about Raghunandan Thakur, and as he was a great Kirtaniya also, when any Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing going in Navar Sankirtan, and that was tradition was that in end of the Kirtan they have to break Dadhi Bhanda. There is one called for the, then who is the most excellent, the exalted devotee among the and Kirtaniyas, then Mahaprabhu gave this chance to him. And he always asked this Raghunandan to do this job. And Srinivas Acharya also went to Raghunandan Thakur and took his blessings. And Jahnava Mata, they all these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they gave proper, they could understand this Raghunandan is a pure devotee, and they gave their proper respect. And today is his actual disappearance day is Shravana Shukla Chaturthi. Shravana Shukla Chaturthi Tithi. When you are chanting, continuous chanting was going on in his house. And this, when he engaged in this Mahaharinam Sankirtan, he disappeared. So this is Raghunandan Thakur's today disappearance day. So I spoke very briefly about him. And today also, disappearance day of Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. Bansidas Babaji Maharaj is not in our line. Like he is from in Gaudiya Vaishnava, but he is in, as that he told that in Narottam Das Thakur's parampara, there is some Narottam Das Thakur Babaji, some another Vaishnava, he took from initiation from him. But he is a devotee mainly in Vatsalya Rasa. But because Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and also our Prabhupada, they all gave him a great respect to Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. Generally they don't like Babaji's. Just today's morning you were hearing, today or yesterday we heard about Prabhupada's statement about Babaji's. But this Babaji's, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and this Bansidas Babaji Maharaj, they gave them much respect. They are really Paramahansas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, they are really Paramahansas. This Bansidas Babaji Maharaj's life, we can just see how in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is told that Nicha Jati Nahe Krishna Bhajane Ajogya Satkula Vipra Nahe Bhajane Rajogya. If someone born in a very downtrodden family, in a low family, in a low caste, that time in this society they consider them very fallen. But because Bansidas Babaji was born in a fisherman's house, his father was a fisherman. From his childhood their business was also catching fish and eating fish. He was born in such a family, but still he did great bhajan. He became of Krishna. He appeared in 1859 as Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj. He wrote a book about Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. So 1859 in village Majidpur and Kishoriganj district in Bangladesh, as a son of Sanatan Mala Barman, and his early name was Bhairava. His mother was Sarva Sundari Devi Das, and the early name of Bansidas is after name. His family name was Bhairava. And then, but he was from childhood, he was not interested in any this materialistic activities. So he was searching for sadhus and took initiation from Narottam Das Babaji, Narottam Das Thakur's line. Then he lived his home, and nearby house he was staying for, nearby village he was staying for some time. But he was avadhut. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur told he is avadhut, but he is, among avadhut is also very special. His cloth, he has wear no cloth, only one lenguta, one kaupin. That is everything. Whether it is cold, it is winter, it is summer, in any season or any time, he don't need any other cloth. First, he'll just sit down at one place in Ganga, in Ganges, in bank of Ganges. But no one saw him. He is taking bath in Ganges. But he was always in transcendental mood. He was always in samadhi, like he was talking to Krishna or somewhere. But he never took any bath, but his body had no smell. It's very pregnant. No one has seen him eating anything. Maybe 7-10 days he will sit one place just doing his bhajan. He was chanting sometimes Nitai Pada Kamala and sometimes talking. His favorite bhajan is Nitai Pada Kamala. And chanting some bhajans, or you chanting Hare Krishna. He had no japamala. Nothing, just chanting Hare Krishna. So, sitting in the bank of Ganges, but never took bath in Ganges. He looks still very pure. Since Mahaprabhu was like 7 feet height, very strong and stout body. He not eat, how he is maintaining such health? Everyone is astonishing, thinking about him. And because he is Siddha, Mahatma, is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also said he is a Siddha Mahatma. So he is a Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1903. They went to see him in Navadip. He visited many places after, and sometime he stayed in Navadip, and he went to Navadip to meet him. Then he told, "Oh, just seeing them from distance," he told, "Oh, Manjari is just coming today to me. He not seeing their outward sorup. Not seeing the Bhakti Vinodar is a Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He telling Manjari is coming. Radha may be following them. So Bhakti Vinodar Thakur told, "Don't talk to him anything. He is not seeing our this physical form, physical body around this. He is just seeing directly who he is. Kamala Manjari and is Naina Manjari. Bhakti Vinod Thakur and regularly Manjari just coming. Radha must have fallen there, and they may be following them." So in this way, he's been a transcendental mood. He is deity, worship his deities. He has Gaur Nitai and Gadadhar. Gaur Gadadhar and Nityananda. He has deities Radha Govinda, small deities. But his most favorite deity was his Gopal. He will carry always his Gopal on his in a hand. And you are talking, he's one thing, a special thing that he will, when he start talking to his Gopal, then hours and hours and hours he will go on talking, like madman. Gopal, all these things. He's just talking, just like talking to his child, hours and hours. He forget everything, eating, sleeping, nothing. So, that is his speciality. He was talking to his deity. One time he made some sweet rice for his Gopal. And then after making sweet rice, he offered to Gopal. Then he suddenly took the sweet rice and threw it. He told, "Oh, you ate the Radharaman temple sweet rice. You are taking their khajur gud sweet rice. I am poor. I cannot supply you this khajur gud." He just started talking, then threw it. "Oh, you don't want to eat? Don't eat." Throw it. Everyone surprised. So they took the time, exact time and over date, everything. They come to Vrindavan and Sach and Radha Raman temple, and it was actually that day they offered some khajur gud, sweet rice prepared in khajur gud. He was a special person, so he traveled sometimes in Navadip, sometimes Puri, sometimes Vrindavan. He also come to different places, not stay underneath one place. He always change his places, one place to another. Anything he see, he connected it to Krishna. He only see Krishna everywhere. जस्ट लाइक स्थावर जंगम देखे न देखे तार मूर्ति सर्वत्र है तार इष्ट देव स्फूर्ति एनीथिंग इज कनेक्टेड इज टू उत्कृष्ण दट इज ए महाभागवत वैष्णव दट्स ए भक्तिनाथ सरस्वती ठाकुर वॉज सो इम्प्रेस ही वॉज ऑलवेज कीपिंग टू गौड़ीय मठ ब्रह्मचारी विथ हिम दे आर ओनली बिजनेस टू सी हुए बाबाजी महाराज इज ईटिंग एनीथिंग एंड जस्ट पेक अप हिज व्हाट एवर रेमनेंट इज लेफ्ट पेक अप इट एंड सेंड टू भक्तिनाथ सरस्वती ठाकुर sometimes it is maybe in 10 days 15 days after but still Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur eats it with the much love and affection and just eat this mahaprasad he never eat every day he was like Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj also not every day just sometimes he'll take the pots from the buried place from smashan they wash it in ganga water and with took some ganga water and whatever they got some rice just cooked there and some saag offered to Krishna but this prasadam is very pregnance is come very divine pregnance so because this is Krishna directly eating this cooked by a pure devotee so that's a Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was always waiting for the remnants of Bhaktisiddhanta Das Babaji Maharaj that's why he keeping two Gaudiya Math devotees there to serve, but he never take service from them. Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur after he was sending so every day some cha, some rice, some vegetables to Bhakti. Sometimes he will accept and sometimes throw everything. You are thinking, you maintaining me? Krishna is maintaining me. So anyhow, sometimes he will accept that Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur. Told his disciples, don't offend. He is a Paramahansa Vaishnava. Don't criticize him. Don't see any fault with him. He is a transcendental mood. Sometimes we accept, sometimes throw it. So in this way we see Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji Maharaj's life. How is he abadhut? They called abadhut santa. Day and night they are always in Krishna consciousness. And that is just I told them. But Gopal is very dear to one time one this Gaurnitai deity, when he go out, his bhajan kuti is never close the door. The door was remain always open. Because he considered these deities not as just deities. He told their personalities. They considered them directly as Krishna. Vigraha naha tumi sakhyat prajendranandana. He never closed, opened the gate. So one time he go out and he come back and he saw that there is a pots. In Gaurnita is of the plate, prasadam plate has someone took it away. Told, okay. People's coming and stealing and you standing there. So today you will not get food unless you bring your pot. So in this way, this is a... Then one someone gave one pot, then he told, okay, it is for gold. Nita, you have to bring your pot. So in this way, he was in a transcendental mood. And Vrindavan, he came to Vrindavan also and he was staying in the past near Lala Babul temple in the back of Raghunath temple. There. And he also staying in different places near somewhere he see a tamal tree or a kadamba tree or a banyan tree. He likes these places. He stay under the temple and he saw everywhere Krishna. In one Janmashtami, day he was when coming to from Puri, returning from Puri to going to again to Navadi. He was staying in a place in Kheruchara Gopinathi, the Balasur district. He was staying there, Balasur. Then that is Janmashtami day come. He told Gopal, last Janmashtami, I gave you palm fruit, and make. So this Janmashtami, I will feed you mango. Yes, But everyone is seeing his followers, there is no mango. Huh? Mango is not there in Janmashtami. How we feed mango? Mango is very costly in the market. And who is giving mango? But on that particular day in the morning, one school teacher, his name is Jogendranath Mukherjee, one school teacher came with some mangoes with his hand. He told, Babaji Maharaj, last night I saw a dream. Someone guide me, a saintly person, someone guide me to bring these mangoes to you. So please accept them and offer to your deity. So everyone was surprised. How Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji has desired to offer mango and someone brought mango. In this way, you see a snake, then you see the snake as Ananta says. Like this, so many pastimes. And she saw anyone is stealing, then he is thinking about Krishna's makhan chor. Makhan chor, oh Krishna. Krishna is also a thief, makhan chor. And these people are thinking, they are just stealing some other things. Like this, we can see Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji Maharaj was such a transcendental personality, and today is also disappearance day. The Sravana Shukla Chaturthi Tithi, the same day as Raghunandan Das Thakur was disappeared. So in this way, it is already time. So we stop here. Any question or comment? Yes, one after one, Abhiram Das Thakur simply by paying obeisances, they pay obeisance, they die. So Nityananda Prabhu was very disturbed because it's Vasudha also specifically. That's all son of Vasudha. So when Birichandra Prabhu came, then he was Vishnu Tattva, so he was survived. He is so powerful, he is an Abhiram Thakur Sridhan. He is one of the coward boyfriend of Krishna. He was not our Jiva Tattva. Someone came, who are they? I don't know. Who are they then? They are not Vishnu Tattva. So when they kill, they are dying, they are not Vishnu Tattva. So anyhow. Okay. Any other question? Srila Raghunandan Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji Maharaj ki jai.